Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, when Whitey Bulger does make his appearance in court this afternoon, the Donahue family will be waiting to see him, because one of Bulger's alleged victims was 32-year-old truck driver Michael Donahue.
On May 11, 1982, Donahue stopped into the Topside Cafe in South Boston. He'd been on the waterfront gathering supplies for a fishing trip he'd planned to take with his son. At the cafe, Donahue ran into a guy he knew from his neighborhood, Brian Halloran.
Halloran asked Donahue for a ride home, and he agreed, not knowing that just 2 weeks earlier, Halloran had tipped off federal agents about Bulger's involvement in a prior murder. And what neither of them knew was that Bulger was in bed with the FBI. The agents told Whitey everything, and Halloran went on Bulger's hit list.
As Donahue and Halloran left the topside and pulled away, Bulger was allegedly waiting. Their car was hit by a hail of machine gun fire.
The result? Pat Donahue lost her husband, and Tommy Donahue grew up without a father. We spoke with them earlier today at the Family Triple Decker in Dorchester.
I mean, all these years of waiting to see if this man was even going to be alive to be brought to justice, and now that he is, I think, yeah, we need to be there.
My family, my brothers and I and my mother always said if anybody ever was to get charged or anything that ever came around to my father's murder, that we will represent my father to the fullest. Everything that go on with the Callahan, the Monterano, the Flemmy, we were at all those, myself and my brothers, and we will continue to represent my father all the way to the very end.
So tell us a little bit about your father and your husband.
My father was a great man. He was a family man. He was an outdoors man. In the summer, he liked to, you know, go swimming, especially loved to go fishing, water skiing, and he took his kids with him. You know, the things that you would hope that a father would do for his kids, you know what I mean?
You were pretty young when he was
killed.
I was.
I was 8 years old. I was supposed to go fishing with him that day.
He had just made his first communion that weekend, so he was going to take him fishing, like a one-on-one thing with him, you know.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your husband?
All I can say is that him and I worked together as a team to, you know, build stability and love in our family. And it was just all taken away.
It's been how long now?
Almost 30 years. Yeah, 29 years.
Your husband and father, what really gets me is that he was murdered for being a nice guy, right? I mean, he was just...
Giving a guy a ride home, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, but Whitey Bulger wasn't alone. That's the thing about our case. There was more than one trigger man. There was a handful of different weapons used, an automatic weapon, a 9mm, and I think a shotgun or another handgun. And I don't know too many people in the world that can handle that many weapons all at once. There was other people in the car, and my father's case has been overlooked from the get-go. So hopefully now with Whitey Bulger getting arrested, he can rat out the other people who was in that car. And that's the one main thing that my family is searching for. We want justice for the people who executed my father in broad daylight on the waterfront of South Boston.
I think now that Whitey Bulger's been caught because he's the man that pulled the trigger and he is apprehended, that can bring a little bit of closure to our family.
Tommy woke you up with the news, right?
Yes, he did. I didn't believe him.
They've actually now put his mugshot in the paper. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You saw what he looks like?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He looks like the person that he is.
What do you mean by that?
He looks terrible. He looks awful.
You know what? Don't be thrown off by that old frail man smiling there. That man is a cold-blooded mass murdering bastard underneath all that. Oh, I'm going to say it. Damn right. He. Look at him. He may look like an old frail man. That old frail man murdered 19 people that we know of. So don't be fooled by that old man.
Still with the same cocky attitude, though.
No. Yesterday, when you found out, did you think about your husband, about your dad?
Of course, yeah. We did. And we spend a lot of time going to the grave since this case has been going on. We go there, we light a candle.
And where has he been laid to rest?
Cedar Grove. Okay. The first thing that the boys wanted to do was go there and light that candle.
Yeah, you did that yesterday?
Yes.
And what did that mean to you, Tommy, to do that?
It meant a lot to me. We all go by there with our children, you know what I mean? Just because my father's gone doesn't mean he's forgotten. That brings each one of us a lot of joy to our heart. If it wasn't so rainy and nasty out, my brothers and I would have been there celebrating. But since it was rainy and nasty out, we're going to celebrate there on another day.
That's Tommy Donahue and his mother, Patricia, speaking to us earlier today in their home in Dorchester. And while they're happy that Bulger will appear in court, the Donahues are still waiting for justice to come to Whitey's accomplice, supposedly the FBI. 10 years ago, the family sued the government for protecting Bulger, and after years of fighting, they won a $6 million judgment. But the government appealed, citing the statute of limitations on such cases. The Donahue's victory was then overturned. But the family isn't giving up and continues to pursue their case against the government. Once again, Tommy Donahue.
And we're hoping those judges, you know, will give us a chance and all of them hear our argument one more time. And they can see even now that Whitey Bulger getting arrested, they will know that there will be further FBI guys that are going to end up getting busted over this. Everybody knows it. If I was an older guy in the FBI office, I definitely know I'd be shaking in my boots.
I would like to see the judges on the appeals court hold some of these other people accountable for what's going on.
We caught Whitey. That's the big thing in our family. That's the big thing right now. But we're also dealing with that civil suit that they've been slapping us in the face with for the past 10 years. So hopefully those judges can finally see that those FBI agents and the FBI should be accountable for their actions, because their actions led to the murder of many, many innocent people and destroyed many family members and friends.
So if the FBI, maybe the new generation at the FBI, actually stood up and gave you an apology,
that would be wonderful, but I don't see that happening. I mean, because they are guilty of his murder. I mean, so why wouldn't they not want to apologize?
Tommy and Patricia Donahue, their husband and father, Michael Donahue, was allegedly murdered by Whitey Bulger almost 30 years ago. Well, the Bulger case tears open so many issues for Boston. Deep wounds for families, questions about the legacy of crime in neighborhoods, and the complicity of those who are entrusted to ensure justice. We're eager to hear your thoughts on all of these things, so please do post your comments at radioboston.org.
In a moment, our week in review, more on the arrest of Whitey Bulger, and believe it or not, there was other news as well this week. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.